I got my glasses, I guess, when I was in the fourth grade. Let's see. What are you going to tell me about your mother? About what she said about school?
Well, she... only thing I remember saying that she finally persuaded her mother to just let her quit because she just couldn't take the... Mm-hmm. She was so sensitive or something, she couldn't take that.
Yeah.
Ridicule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Happened to a lot of people, I guess. What about your father? How many grades did he go to?
I really don't know.
Okay. What'd your father do?
He was a farmer.
Okay. There are lots of farm questions on here.
A lot of what?
Farm questions.
Oh, yeah.
Did your mother work outside the home?
No.
No. Okay.
When you live on a farm, you got plenty to do without working outside.
Really? okay, now let's see. So your mother's mother was from Louisiana, and your father's mother was British, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything else? Like what they did for a living, or... Did your mother's...
It seems to me like most people that I knew were agriculturists.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, there wasn't so much industry here. Wasn't any here that I know. Very little.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Very little. Waco was a small town, you know, very small town.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll tell you a little history about my grandmother.
Oh,
you
good.
Wanna,
yes, I'd like to hear.
You have heard of Waco Springs?
No.
And the Waco Indians?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, just after the Civil War, my grandparents moved to Waco, and they camped down here at Waco Springs,
mm-hmm.
and the Indians hadn't been gone very long.
Mm.
Moved to Oklahoma or someplace,
mm-hmm.
the Waco Indians,
mm-hmm.
and that's where they camped.
That's amazing.
And there was, I don't think, there wasn't anything at Waco then. It was just called Waco.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think there was just a few, it was just a small settlement
uh-huh.
at that time.
Oh, that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. I love stuff like that.
See, grandmother was 14 years old when they came here, and she was born in 1846. She was 14 years old. That's the date, if you can connect it.
Okay.
When they came to
yeah.
to Texas.
Uh-huh. And from Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talked to one lady who's let's see, where are they from? They're from someplace in the South. I don't know where they're from. Anyway, there was somebody right near who was in the Northern Army, and this guy came over to their house one day, and, well, this was her great-grandfather or something, and killed all the chickens and killed off the hogs and opened up all the feather mattresses just for meanness and all that. And
oh, they had all, my grandmother told me all about all of that that was going on after the Civil War
uh-huh.
and during the Civil War, and this sounds silly to me, but anyway, you know, they say that poke salad, poke greens
uh-huh.
will kill you.
Really?
Well, it will not. They say it's poison, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it is not poison because my grandmother said the Indians killed of everything that one family had. Everything. They had nothing but uh-huh. poke greens to eat. And they ate those poke greens to keep them starving to death till their skin was blue. Purple.
Uh-huh.
Purple blue.
My
all
goodness.
Over. And so she said that goes to prove that poke greens are not poison.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Of course, your skin may turn blue.
Yeah, they won't kill. It won't kill you
yeah.
anyway.
Golly, the things people used to have to do.
They had some pretty terrible times.
Yeah, they did. Your father's people were probably farmers too. Then is that right?
Now, they were farmers after they came to Texas. Now, I don't know what they did before then.
Uh-huh.
I just don't have that history.
Uh-huh. Okay, okay. What should I put for religion? For your religion?
Oh, we're Methodist.
Okay, okay. And what's the address here? I don't even know where I am. I know it's the...
It's...